Morning, mate.
How are you this morning?
Look, loving life. It's another great day.
Good to hear. Now, we're going to be talking about some headphones, $150 worth of headphones that are pretty impressive, not just for music sound, but the all-important phone call. These better be good.
Yeah, look, they are. Normally, I would think that there'd be some failings from $150 set of headphones. You know, not loud enough, not good music quality, poor quality, something like that. But these are from JBL. Now, that's a great audio brand, so they know their stuff. They're called the Tune 230. They aren't their most expensive. They're not also their cheapest, but they are unbelievable for the price. 10 hours battery life, another 30 when you put them in the case available. They're a great design. They look good, good colours. But the music quality was excellent, really good quality. I enjoyed walking with these. And so I couldn't work out what it was that was wrong with them, essentially, at that price.
Right.
Then I made a phone call. And what I did, I recorded the phone call at the other end so I could use it in my review. And I was blown away. The call quality was great. Great clarity, crisp sound. I even pumped up the volume in the background so it sounded like it was a cafe. And it was still great at the other end of the phone call. So, in fact, bang for your buck, $150, the JBL Tune 230NC is what they're called. They're at major retailers. Phenomenal. Value for money.
You mentioned there about walking, and that's the thing that I'm looking at the moment, is taking up a lot more walking. So these are absolutely perfect for going for a bit of a walk or maybe going for a bit of a jog. Not that I'm going to be jogging, but walking.
No, totally fine. Yeah, I mean, look, the thing about these is they're a snug fit because they're physical in-ear headphones.
Right.
Plus, they've got touch controls on both ears, so you can play control, noise control, everything on just one email. So, one set of headphones without pulling your phone out of your pocket, which is fantastic. So they're unbelievable for the price.
Now, Alexa is trying to tackle Aussie slang. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun, really. Look, this is all about publicity, but they've teamed up with the Batuta Advocate to introduce some slang knowledge. So basically, you can say to Alexa, tell me anything, tell me something Aussie, and she'll come up with an Aussie slang fact. Or you can be very specific. You can say, Alexa, what is a bachelor's handbag? And she will respond, telling you what it is. And she'll introduce the guys from the Batuta Advocate to explain it to you and even use it in a sentence. So a bit of fun if you've got people around and you want to have a bit of fun. There's a bit of Aussie slang to learn about on Alexa.
Oh, I'm looking forward to giving that a try later this afternoon now that you've said that. And Optus, surprise, surprise, has upped the price of their soccer sports streaming service, Optus Sport, but not by a little, quite a substantial margin.
Yeah, from August 1, if you're currently paying $15 a month for Optus Sport, you're going to be paying $25 a month.
Whoa.
That's a 66% increase. If you're currently getting it for free as a part of your Optus plan, you're going to be paying $7. Now, look, streaming costs money, and sports rights cost money. But Optus was built on the English Premier League, and now they've got a few other soccer events and carnivals, whatever you want to call tournaments. But so does Stan Sports, so does Paramount Plus, and so does Foxtel. So it's not like they're the all-in-one home of football. Maybe they need a war chest to be able to bid to become that, but it's a huge price rise, and I wonder how many people will pay it. I think Optus knows that if you're an EPL, English Premier League fan, you're fanatical, and maybe they know they will pay. So that's what's coming if you're an Optus Sports subscriber from August 1.
And here we are talking about the cost of living. Trevor, we can read more, of course, on your website, EFTM.com. Really do appreciate your time this morning, and let's catch up next week.
My pleasure, mate. Talk to you then.
It is Trevor Long joining us, the editor for EFTM.com on 1332 4BU.